Well, I guess by now that old Larry got off to the Marines. I hope that tape that I talked to him about got back in time for him to listen to before he went. I don't know whether he has much interest in me or what I say or do or what I think, but if he'll need all the confidence he can get. Of course, they'll bust him around, and those Marines, they'll wipe him out the first month if they can, and they'll try it in the second month if they can, and they'll lay it on the third month. They're not fooling around. They don't want him if he can't take it, and there's no need of getting a guy out in combat when you depend on him. If he can't take it, if he just, but Larry can, I know, if he just plays it right, you gotta set your own mood. And you can take all the baloney they give you, and he's big enough to take it. And if he gets his dander up and throws his dukes around a little, maybe they'll teach him how to become self-sufficient anyway. And I think it won't hurt him a bit. At least it'll build his ego up and make him proud that he's a man. He's kind of young, but I guess there's been thousands of them before him. I think he'll do all right. I don't have any qualms about Larry. He'll make out no matter what. If it ain't the Marines, it'll be something else. I don't worry about him. I don't think Lou does too either. He does worry too much. He might miss him. He's kind of a big guy around the house, and you live with him for 17 years, and he makes a big void when he walks out, when he gets out of the house. So I think Larry will do just right. John didn't have any trouble, and plenty of other Marines didn't have any trouble. Well, I guess by now that Bob is looking to move into his house pretty soon. He and Marge ought to have it all fixed up, eh? Have you been up to see it yet, honey? I hope that you get a good look at it, and I hope that you don't get any ideas, because the biggest item you got to look at is the monthly payments. And if you can match your monthly payments you're paying now with whatever you got to buy in the future, you're doing the right thing. I'm sure that they ain't a house like ours. It can be bought at the interest rate, 4.5%, with the monthly payments down under $100. We get by pretty cheap in our house, don't we? What we ought to have is a couple of kids to raise. Maybe how about me adopting a couple out here? How about bringing home one for you and I to grow up with? I think that'd be a pretty nice thing. We might consider it. Let me know how you feel. I'll find you a baby to bring home along with me. And you'll have two big babies. Well, let's see what the next item is here. I've been reading those articles on the SDS people at the university, and it looks like they've let them go about as far as they ought to. Looks like the Hayakawa stand ought to be good enough for the University of Colorado, and that the president ought to get up there on 2 feet and say, there's the gate, Buster. Don't let it hit you in the ass as you leave. And mean it. Call in the Marines. Chase them out of there. I think they got 99% of the Colorado vote anyway, if they would do that. I think people are realizing that these are not competent, responsible men and women wanting to destroy a university because they want to run it. That don't sound quite right. And you know the rumors of that. I told you one time when I first went to school there was an organization that wanted to start that. And they just kept peckering away until, what is it, 10 years later, they've got enough gumption to make it a national issue throughout all the universities, just because they kept egging along a little more and somebody didn't grab it when it first started and said, look, Buster, if you're going to run this school, you're going to have experience behind you and an education behind you. Now, some of these graduates, some of these professional students are working in grad school are doing all this agitating, and that's all they do. They just stay in schools and get by on things. They find out how weak the administration, school administration really is. I always know that there wasn't very much strength in them people. I worked in the administration, and they don't have any organization for to protect themselves. Of course, this leads to a breakdown. Well, anyway, I was interested in those articles, and I'm glad you sent them. Now, all I want you to do is send me a few more letters. And you know what I did, one of these packages you sent me, I made a surprise entry in my menu, and I made a cheesecake. Boy, is that good, and boy, is that rich. Wow, I only ate one piece. I put a third of a cup of melted butter in a few graham crackers, 3 tablespoons full of sugar, and then milk in the mixture. But it was good, man. Everybody liked that cheesecake. But we've been eating real good tonight. We had steak and baked potatoes and a banana for dessert. We always have salad and the like, and we're eating real good here, and old Carly's getting the gout from eating so good. I'm downright ashamed of this gout. It's uremic poisoning. I don't know whether it's from eating or whether the body's quitting functioning so that it can't throw off its poison, and it gathers in the blood and settles in my big toe. But this is all this aches and pains don't deter my love for you, honey. And I'm just a thinking how nice it would be and how nice it's going to be when we get together and can stroll down the street arm in arm, looking at the moon like tonight. The moon is as full as can be. We got about 90% illumination out there. That means the VC don't move around too much in the light of the moon. And so it looks like we'll have a good night's sleep tonight. But I want to get back with you, and we'll get up in those mountains and look around, watch the world go by in the nighttime. I think I'm going to miss that trailer. I think I'm going to have to buy me a new rig of some kind. Anyway, if you see any bargains floating around, why, you can just pick them up, or if old John Wagner wants to sell his Scout, his International, we might just be the people to buy it. Well, you put that old money in the bank and think of the nice things we're going to have when I get back home. And this is to tell you good night, honey. Take good care of yourself. Remember how much I love you. And I think of you all the time. So farewell, and say hello and goodbye to my relatives and my dad and mom. And we'll see them in the next letter. And we'll see you in my dreams tonight when I go to bed in about 10 minutes. So goodbye, honey. Here's a kiss and a hug and all my love. Okay, Cindy, it's your turn. Come on, gal. Get up here and say hello to Carly. Come on, Cindy. Come on. Come on in here, Cindy. That's a girl. Well, pat her. Pat her on the popo.